At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Welcome to episode 244 of Crack the Customer Code, where culture isn't something you grow in a dish.
Hey, I'm Adam DeBorg, and I'm here to speak with you about the magic of one-to-one customer experiences. From mapping customer journeys to creating customer personas, it is easy to get carried away with the complexity of customer experience design and optimization. Our customers communicate with us via so many channels, they interact with us through so many touch points, that we can easily lose sight of the fact that most customer experiences come down to one-to-one. In the great majority of customer experiences, our customers are interacting with a single individual. The environment, the backstage process of support, and the product or service itself are all important. But more than anything, what will define the experience is the interaction the customer has with another human. Was that person disinterested or attentive? Was the person rude or polite? Was the person clueless or knowledgeable? Now sure, not every interaction is one-to-one, and not every interaction is human. For example, ordering a book through Amazon, which generally involves no direct human interaction, or where there's multiple people involved in interaction. For instance, you have multiple salespeople on a call, or a store employee and a manager are helping a customer together. However, even with technology replacing more and more human interactions, average across industries, the majority of touch points are still defined by one-to-one human interaction, and particularly the journeys that are emotional, the journeys that resonate with customers. And while this fact seems to sometimes get subsumed in our discussions about customer experience, it bears mentioning. Why? Because it reminds us that the idea of customer service is still as relevant and important as ever. These one-to-one interactions require team members that are well-trained, require team members that have product knowledge, and require team members with interpersonal skills. Service reps need to be able to guide a customer through the individual touchpoint they're experiencing in a way that enhances the overall customer experience. And in many cases, the skills needed for this are the same customer service skills that have been around since time immemorial. It is almost axiomatic to say that a helpful human can compensate for a flawed product or service. However, an excellent product or service can almost never compensate for an unpleasant service rep. And that is why the magic of customer experience is often one-to-one. Well, thanks so much for listening to Crack the Customer Code, a proud member of the C-Suite Radio family. Make sure to learn more about Genie at 360connect.com. That's Connect, E-X-T. And connect with me, Adam DeBorg, at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.